There's less than a year to go before voters in primary and caucus states across the country begin the process of electing the next president. With six Democrats already in the race, the battle for their party's nomination is wide open. No clear frontrunner. One thing is certain. To become the Democratic standard-bearer, one must do well with what is probably the single most important component of the party's base, black voters. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports on what's at stake.
In each of the last five contests for the Democratic presidential nomination, there's always been a clear front runner for the African American vote. In 1984 and 88, there was Jesse Jackson, who had a bigger impact than any other black candidate in history. Jackson won eight primaries and registered 8 million new voters. In 1992, Bill Clinton didn't win a single state until he headed south, where he built his primary strategy on winning the black vote. And in 2000, Al Gore broke all the records, not only winning the black primary vote, but going on to receive more African American votes in the general election than any other candidate in history. But this year is different, says Donna Brazil, who was Gore's campaign manager.
The African American vote is wide open. It's up for grabs. No candidate is known. They've not made their mark in terms of going out there to line up significant support among members of the Congressional Black Caucus or state and local African American leaders.
Several of the candidates claim to have an edge with African-American voters. Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman is polling the best right now in the black community because he was on the ticket in 2000. Aides to North Carolina Senator John Edwards, the only Southerner in the race so far, point out that he represents more African-Americans than all the other candidates combined. But no one is seeking the black vote as aggressively as the only African-American in the race, New York City civil rights activist Al Sharpton.
There is no candidate that can speak to the disaffected young people, minorities, women, gays and lesbians, with more credibility and more of a track record of advocacy than I have.
Sharpton has never held elected office. He ran three times and lost, but he has become a power broker in New York politics, in part by injecting himself into racially charged incidents involving police brutality. Sharpton first became known in 1987 when he defended the story, later found to be false, of Tawana Brawley, a 15-year-old who claimed she'd been raped by white law enforcement officials. Sharpton is a polarizing figure in the Democratic Party. A recent Washington Post survey found that his image was 48% favorable among black Democrats, 48% unfavorable among whites. Political strategist Bill Lynch, a vice chairman of the Democratic National Committee, has signed on as an advisor to Sharpton. He says Sharpton's candidacy may not have the historic impact of Jesse Jackson's, but he says Sharpton stands to do very well in the African-American community.
I think that Al Sharpton, I would consider as the front runner for those votes. I don't think he's a natural heir to Jesse Jackson, because at the time that Jesse ran for president, there was lots of enthusiasm. It was kind of first time that the black community had an opportunity. Now I think that group of people have a lot more sophistication, and they're going to be expecting a lot more from their candidates on issues like health care, education, housing, and the economy. So if Reverend Sharpton can strike a chord there, you'll see a big voter turnout for him.
Norman Adler, a New York City-based political consultant, disagrees. He calls Sharpton the ultimate political ambulance chaser and predicts his flamboyant style and controversial past will not sell outside his home base.
In New York City, we walk very gingerly around ethnicity and race, much more so than in a lot of other places. I think Al Sharpton is kind of unique to New York. I'm not so sure that he's going to travel very well. He's like a bagel and lox sandwich that doesn't get refrigerated and get shipped into the primary states.
But in some of those primary states, Democratic Party leaders think Sharpton will be a force to contend with. In a state like South Carolina, where 40% of the Democratic primary vote is black, Sharpton could win or come close to winning. The same could be true in other Southern primaries. The chair of the Georgia Democratic Party, Calvin Smyre, says Sharpton's charisma could win him significant support and attention.
But at the same time, African Americans are not going to just waste a vote. They are going to measure it in a very calculated fashion. And if there's opportunity there, they will take advantage of opportunity. They're not going to just do it by mere the fact that it's an African American.
At the very least, says Donna Brazil, Sharpton will force the other candidates to compete harder for the black vote.
He will talk about issues that are not polling well today, affirmative action, racial profiling, the environment, choice. So I think it's important to have a sharpton in the race, someone who will rattle cages as well as scare perhaps some people off from even participating. But I think ultimately it is up to all of the candidates to address these issues, to get their message out to all voters. And if not, Reverend Sharpton will speak to a sizable chunk of the Democratic electorate.
Aides to the other candidates say they have no intention of ceding a single black vote to Sharpton, and they predict he will have little impact on the outcome of the nomination. But they all admit he will try to push the Democratic field to the left on racial issues, and they acknowledge that his ability to make himself the center of attention could change the dynamic of the debates. Here's what happened when Sharpton shared the stage with the five other candidates at a recent dinner celebrating the 30th anniversary of Roe v. Wade.
I saw outside there those that have chosen to picket this historic event. There's no question that of the six on this stage, I have picketed more than any of them. I probably have picketed some of them.
The other candidates acted like they didn't quite know what to do with Sharpton. After he spoke, it was Howard Dean's turn.
I saw Reverend Sharpton in a restaurant in New York the other day, and I was very pleased. He offered me a vice presidential spot on his ticket, and I really appreciate it, Reverend, very, very much.
And then John Kerry picked up the joke.
Reverend Al, you and I are going to have words, because you offered me the vice presidency about 4 months ago.
The Democratic primaries don't start for another 11 months, and in the end, there may be more than one black candidate in the race. Former Senator and Ambassador Carol Mosley Braun is seriously considering a run, and she's being encouraged by those in the party who would like an alternative to Al Sharpton. And Donna Brazile is pushing a plan to have prominent black officials run as favorite son candidates in their state primaries. She says it's a way to rebuild the party from the grassroots up.
This is an opportunity for candidates to run an uncommitted slate of delegates if their ballot access allows them to, or to run delegates under a favorite son or a favorite daughter, someone who has great name recognition, who could go to the convention when the process is finished to either support a candidate of their choice or to go to the convention with a set of values and issues that they can try to help get into the platform.
Brazil is thinking about African-American leaders like Congressmembers Charlie Rangel of New York, Harold Ford of Tennessee, or Maxine Waters of California. So far, Brazil has had no takers. But, she points out, half the current members of the Black Caucus started running back in 1984 as delegates for Jesse Jackson. Brazil believes her favorite son idea would also bring new black talent into the party, give African-American Democrats a more powerful voice, and boost black turnout in the general election. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.